Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Mine by Michael A. Heller and James Salzman. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change the way you look at, like, everything?
Oh, absolutely. It really did. The book's central idea is that ownership isn't a natural fact. It's a set of rules we've created, and those rules can be reduced to just 6 basic strategies. Once you see them, you can't unsee them.
Right. And the first strategy is the most primal one, just taking something, like physically grabbing it.
Exactly. That's the playground bully move. But in the modern world, it's more subtle. Think about a company that establishes a dominant platform first. They've taken the market without a fight.
Yeah, and it's unstable. What you can take, someone else can take from you. So we invented other strategies to make ownership stick.
Strategy number 2 is keeping something by connecting it to yourself. The most powerful attachment is to your own body. You can't own another person, but you can own your labor, your voice, your image.
So that's why musicians own their songs and celebrities own their likeness. It feels natural, but it can create monopolies too.
Right.
Then there's strategy 3, the circle. That's ownership through inclusion and exclusion, a family, a club, a nation. Those inside have rights, those outside don't.
And the boundary is everything. Who gets to be a citizen of a wealthy country? That's a circle that grants enormous advantages just by where you're born.
Strategy 4 is the law. This is the big one. The law isn't neutral, it's a weapon. Whoever can shape the law to their advantage wins.
Yeah. The book talks about how property law was used to dispossess Native Americans and justify slavery. It's a sobering reminder that the rules aren't fair by default.
Strategy 5 is the market. The idea that ownership goes to whoever pays the most. But markets are manipulated. Think patents that create artificial scarcity or information asymmetry, like insider trading.
And then there's strategy 6, which totally blew my mind, the gift. You can own something by giving it away.
It's about creating obligation. When you give a gift, the recipient feels indebted. That's social capital. Open source software works that way. Programmers give away code to build reputation and community.
So these strategies are used in combination all the time. A company might use the law for a patent, the market to sell, and gifts to build loyalty.
Exactly.
And the big takeaway for me is that ownership is a process, not a fixed state. It's a constant negotiation. The rules are being rewritten every day.
That's both terrifying and liberating. Terrifying because the powerful can change the rules, but liberating because we can learn to play the game too.
Right.
The book gives us the language to see the game being played around us. Whether it's a dispute over the bathroom mirror or global data rights, it's all the same 6 strategies.
Honestly, I've started noticing it everywhere. My neighbor put a chair on the sidewalk to save his parking spot. That's the strategy of taking, right?
Totally. And a gated community is a circle strategy. A patent lawsuit is the law strategy. Once you see it, you can't stop seeing it.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this book?
I'm taking away that ownership is a game we can choose to play more consciously. We don't have to be victims of the rules. We can learn the moves and use them for good.
Yeah, that's it. And if you want to dig deeper into the 6 strategies and see them in action, the whole book is waiting for you in the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
And really, understanding these 6 strategies is like getting a secret map to how the world works. It's worth the read. We'll see you in the next one.